I have seen shameless petitioners and beggars with clever words soon incline even the hearts of kings to compassion, and I have seen men poor and needy in virtue with words not clever, but rather humble, vague, and stumbling, call shamelessly and persistently from the depths of a desperate heart upon the heavenly King, and by their violence force his inviolable nature and compassion. Paragraph 43 of Step 7 in the ladder. The ladder's so wonderful. Most of the ladder is far beyond me, but there's always something in a step that reaches out to where I'm at, to the kind of person I am. And this is one of these things. When I pray for others, I really don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to pray with my heart. I'm not even sure what that is exactly. I'm just trying to pray with as much attention as I can and with my heart. But it's stumbling and it's not very smart. But it is what I can do. And if you pray as best you can, it's what you can do. You really can't do better than what you are at any given moment. So I can't pray in such a way that angels will appear to me, or that I'll stand a forearm's length above the ground as St. Mary of Egypt did. But I can pray with effort, even though it's vague and stumbling and humble, and God will hear me. That's what St. John is telling us. In this chapter are all kinds of things that are so far beyond me that I can't accomplish. I might never be able to accomplish them. And sometimes he says things that are kind of scary, because he says something that must be done, and it's like, well, I'm not doing that. I don't even know how to do that. But then he says things like this that comfort me and make me understand that I'm on the right path. And I'm on the right path in the things that I tell my parishioners. I just tell them to pray. Make a list and pray for those they love, and especially those they don't love so much. And keep praying. And it doesn't really matter if they don't really know how to say the Jesus Prayer. They're going to learn. The Lord is going to teach them. This is really a beautiful teaching for us from St. John. You don't have to be smart to pray. You don't have to be anything except desire to pray, and God will teach you to pray. This reminds me of the passage about the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit prays for us with grumblings, which cannot be uttered. St. Paul talks about that. I think that happens all the time. I'm a priest. I stand in front of the altar, and there are times when I feel this slight a bit of detachment, as if I'm talking to myself, and I say to myself, you have no idea what's really going on right now, do you? The Holy Spirit is descending upon the gifts, and you don't see him. And you should be praying with perfect attention, and yet you hear the flat voice that's out there in the middle. So my prayer is very distracted, but sometimes it's undistracted. There are moments. And those moments are pearls, are beautiful times. And according to St. John, if I'm insistent, even if I'm vague and stumbling, if I'm persistent, the Lord will answer. It's the same thing for you. So read the ladder, and don't try to do the impossible stuff. Don't get disheartened because there's so many things that you're not capable of doing. But find these nuggets that tell you that you're on the right path, that you're just doing the best you can. I hope you're doing the best you can. And the best you can is going to get better. May God grant it for us.